Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Random Wrestling Review. Today we are doing Ultimate WrestleMania, and I'll explain what that means in just a little bit. Now, we are on a little bit of a WrestleMania season at the moment. We've completed the whole of the WrestleMania series, but WrestleMania 40 is in a few weeks' time. Today we're doing Ultimate WrestleMania. I was about to say Ultimate Warrior, but that's not what we're doing. We're doing Ultimate WrestleMania. In a week's time, we'll be doing our massive WrestleMania preview special. Then we'll be doing something a little bit outside of WrestleMania, because that's the week that WrestleMania takes place, and we won't have seen WrestleMania at that point. And then we've got the two reviews of WrestleMania 40, Night 1 and Night 2. So there's a big old season going on. To join me for this episode, we first of all got old man Sam Carey.
Bringing the gun back, I reckon, this week.
And the scissors?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Chop, chop, chop. Actually, no, that's probably more Rockstar's thing, because of his deep love for Beefcake. Whether he's here or not, we don't know.
Good point. Oh, yeah, oh, a little bit of taster for everybody there, old man. Love it. And all we've also got, as if you didn't already know, because he's been basically introduced by old man, the Rockstar himself, Alex Kirkman.
I'm really worried where you were going with that about the scissors then, Sam. but it makes sense. It makes sense because of the Beefcake thing. How are we both, all right?
The Beefcake thing, you mean the thing that you're a Beefcake? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly, yeah. Don't talk about anything else.
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, I mean, as we were talking about before, I've still got a little bit of a sniffle from 2 weeks ago when we recorded the review of WrestleMania 39, Night 2. But suffering through it, as the martyr I am. So, there we go.
Well, I'm not feeling like battered shit anymore, but I'm feeling just like just a shit, but not battered.
there's many things that you can be called, Alex, but shit is certainly not one of them.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's lovely. The nicest thing you're going to hear from me for a while. So today, yes, is Ultimate WrestleMania. And this is a little idea I've actually had in mind for about 2 years, if I'm honest. I've been thinking about whether we should do this or not. Ultimate WrestleMania. So how do I describe it to you two guys? Let me bring up the Skype message that I sent you so that I can, because I had to write it down and draft it up and make sure that it made sense to you when I sent the challenge to both of you, because I asked you both to prepare for this. So for Ultimate WrestleMania, each of us need to create a three-night WrestleMania, 7 matches per night, 21 matches in total, using only matches that have already happened. But the challenge of this particular thing is that you can only use each wrestler once over the 3 nights, plus you can only take one match from any one WrestleMania. Now, I have commented to both of you, and I did as well before we went on air as well, that I think this is a better puzzle than it is a podcast. I actually had a great fun trying to do this and trying to figure this out. And I know that, oh man, you were very excited when I told you about the challenge, and Alex too. But we'll find out now if it works as any kind of a podcast. But I do welcome all of our listeners to have a go at this, because it's quite fun and quite hard. There are lots and lots of very difficult choices you have to make because of the rules of Ultimate WrestleMania. So what we're going to do is we're going to each go through our WrestleMania, and then we are going to kind of compare on what we've got. So I happen to know that Alex has created a little PowerPoint for himself and for us to look at. What I'll encourage Alex to do before he shares is to remember that most people will be listening to this in an audio form, so won't see his PowerPoint. And so you've got it when you're talking through it, you're going to have to, you know, explain what you're talking about. Who knows? I may, if I'm feeling particularly adventurous, turn this into a video. I doubt it, but you never know. So, yeah, Alex, we're going to go for yours first.
Right, okay. Let's see if this works then.
To be honest, okay. Tinky's just shat on it so much, you may as well not, mate. Poor bugger.
No, don't worry.
He spent
bloody
weeks doing this.
I bet.
I don't know about weeks. Have you got it there?
Not yet.
It looks like
he's trying to do something.
Oh, this is disastrous, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not sharing the right thing, I don't think.
Hang on, that's his bloody dick. Jesus Christ, look at the size of that thing. Christ almighty.
How's that?
Yes, yes. Oh, look at that.
Do you like that?
That is bloody beautiful, that is.
Do you like it?
There's a video. There's a video. People have got to see this damn thing.
So, anyway, I've got a question for you both.
Oh, he always does this every fucking week.
Well, I've got a question for you both, and it's a little bit outside the box, this. But if we've got 3 nights of the Ultimate WrestleMania, What happens on the night before?
Don't tell me you've done a fourth night, because that would be cheating.
I haven't. I've done an ultimate Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
That next slide isn't so nice, I'm afraid, Alex. The video's looking less likely, I've got to be honest.
So, anyway, this it'll only take a couple of minutes, this. So, this is obviously, I had so much fun doing this, and I just wanted to do a little bit something extra. So, I've done an ultimate Hall of Fame, and I've picked 10 acts. There's five male wrestlers, a group, a tag team, a female wrestler, a manager, and a celebrity. And I've set myself a bit of a similar sort of rules where I could only pick one person from each Hall of Fame, if that makes sense. And none of these people in this Hall of Fame are on my WrestleManias. So this was a little bit of a challenge as well.
I have a very quick question for you, Rockstar.
Yeah.
How many, and this is actually a broader point, I think you might know, how many Hall of Fames have there been?
Oh, God.
So there would have been, so there was definitely, so if you count 93, which is when Andre was inducted,
yeah.
There was three others before it stopped for a while, so that's four, and then it started, what, WrestleMania 19 or 20, somewhere around there?
That's how I remember it as well, 19
So it must
or
be
20.
About 23, 24 Hall of Fame ceremonies, I imagine.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, some. I went through them all, but I didn't count how many there were.
Alex, a question for you, mate. Are you not aware of how long this podcast is already going to be without you adding an additional challenge?
I know that. I did think that. But if we just skip through, it'd be all right. It'll only take a couple of minutes, this. So, anyway, the first inductee in the celebrity ring is... And it's not working.
Come on, Alex, what's going on? We're all tenterhooks. There we go.
Mr. T. Mr. T. Main evented the first WrestleMania, was in the second WrestleMania as well. So he deserves to be in there. Out of all the celebrities, I think he's probably
Can't believe that means Alex hasn't got the boxing match from WrestleMania 2 in his ultimate WrestleMania.
Well, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It was a tough one, but no, I didn't put that one in. Right, okay. The second inductee, Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog.
Oh, yes.
Very influential British wrestler. Probably one of the most influential British wrestlers of all time. So I think he deserves to go in there.
You know, this particular slide, right? I mean, I may have to put the video out there, because this particular slide looks like the kind of thing you'd get on a like overtly right wing patriotic website somewhere. It is like Union Jack City and then Hall of Fame, small words in the middle of the page.
And then Big Davey's grinning smile in the middle.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Right, the next inductee, the Four Horsemen. The Four Horsemen.
Oh, now hang on, wait a minute. Does that mean Flair is not on your?
Flair is not in my. He's not in my ultimate WrestleMania.
Cool.
Okay. So that's the next inductee. The next one, the manager, the best manager of all time, Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yes.
Bobby the Brain Heenan. Now that means that none of where he's been a manager, he's not in my WrestleMania either.
So not even as a manager.
Not even as a manager. Not even as a manager. Okay. So the next inductee. The best character never to have held the WWE title, Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. again, I love the character. Should have been pushed way more than he was. Should have been title champion for a long time, but wasn't. So he can go in the Ultimate WrestleMania. Right, my next inductee, Alundra Blaze. I did mess up on this one because I did have someone else, and it's only when I was going through my notes, I realised that she's actually in my WrestleMania, so I had to take her out. But Alundra Blaze was probably the first women's champion that I remember as a kid, and it was either her or Queen Charmel. So I think it had to be Alundra Blaze. My next inductee, the Road Warriors, or Legion of Doom. Again, influential tag team from when I was a child. Probably the most famous one when I was a kid. Everyone loved the LOD, so they've gone in.
Yeah, but you've missed out Heidenreich and Droz, mate.
I have, Anna. No, I can't. Well, maybe they're in my WrestleMania.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Spoiler alert, they're not. Anyway, I wanted a bit of a hint of WCW in there as well. So I've gone for the Sting. Sting's in my ultimate Hall of Fame. Probably the guy that just screams WCW. And I remember him, obviously, as a kid. My favourite WCW wrestler as a kid.
Is that what he's doing when he does that? Oh! Is he going, WCW?
Yeah, that's what he's doing, yeah. That's what he's doing, yeah. So Sting's gone in. It was a toss-up between Sting and Goldberg, but I don't like Goldberg. He's a prick. So I've gone for Sting. We've already said him, Andre the Giant, my ninth inductee, Andre the Giant, into the Hall of Fame, the ultimate Hall of Fame. And I think
after seeing that one, we can safely say there's going to be no video.
Yeah, there's no video. No, not that good. And then last but not least, I think you said it yourself, Ben, on one of the old shows, the Hall of Fame, it has to include him, Bruno Sammartino, the headliner of the Ultimate Hall of Fame. Got to go in there. So, yeah, that's it. That's my Ultimate Hall of Fame. Just thought something a bit different, a bit of an add-on for you.
Wonderful. That's beautiful.
Where's Val Venus?
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, and he could be on the Ultimate WrestleMania, couldn't he?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he should be in the Hall of Fame, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that was my Ultimate Hall of Fame. Hope you enjoyed that little bit of extra something.
Good work.
Right, so let's go now to my Ultimate WrestleMania in Night 1. And, well, there's only one place to start, really. The greatest opening match of WrestleMania history. Bret versus Owen from WrestleMania 10.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Yeah, it has to go in, doesn't it? It has to. It's an absolute masterpiece. Fun fact for you, though, when I was a kid, fucking hated this match. Thought it was boring. when I was a kid. But obviously, as I've grown up, I've come to appreciate the finer things in wrestling. And it's just an absolute masterpiece. I love it that you guys gush over that match so much.
So I have a quick question about this picture that's being shown. I've never noticed, but those Bret Hart sunglasses on Owen, they've been photoshopped really badly, haven't they?
Yeah, I thought that when I saw it.
Yeah.
I've not done it.
No, it's far too good for you, mate. Don't worry about that.
No, this is just the screenshot from the show itself. This is. So they photoshopped. This would have been 1994 era photoshopping on a TV screen. So you probably wouldn't have noticed it quite so well because it's not. Because the background would have been moving around as well on the TV screen. Yeah. So you probably wouldn't have noticed it. Old man, can I ask you, because, you know, I think this is the best way to do it. Have you got this match in your Ultimate WrestleMania?
I have not.
I'm going to stun you both rigid, nor have I.
Oh,
wow.
And this is my favourite ever match. But this is the unique challenge of Ultimate WrestleMania, you see, is that trying to jiggle around all the people you want on the show, bloody hard.
Yeah, it is really hard. And you'll see later on. Yeah, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. But yeah, I had to put it on. I had to. It's just an absolute masterpiece, isn't it?
Lovely.
Right, okay. My next match for the women's championship from WrestleMania 22, Trish Stratus versus Mickey James. Again, I mean, I haven't seen it for some time, but I do remember it really enjoying the match. And I really, really enjoyed the storyline at the time as well. I enjoyed Mickey James's character being this psycho stalker type. And yeah, I really enjoyed the match. And I know, I think Tom, when you reviewed WrestleMania 22, Tom, I think give it him match of the night, I think.
I certainly remember really liking it when I watched the version that was on the network and then being informed by either Matt or Stephen that it had been heavily edited because the end was a mess. And I don't think I'd ever seen it before.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a long time since I've seen it. It's very, very good. I don't know about the editing, the end of it, though.
I'm doing my best to, like, you know, just piss all over your list, Alex. But I genuinely didn't, you wouldn't know it to look at the network version, but apparently they botched the end. In real time, but it was edited out by WWE later on, apparently.
Might have to give that a watch. I'll just fast forward to the end of the match and watch that bit. Right, okay, so there, that's match two. I forgot to tell you something as well, actually. One thing that I've tried to look up for in this WrestleMania is something that you like, Ben, and that's variety. Mm-hmm. And I'm the same as you. I think, like, variety in a show is really important. It's my only nitpick that I had about Clash of the Castle, because all the matches were either tag matches or single matches. There was no kind of spot fest, no cage match, no disqualification, anything like that. So I have tried to get a lot of variety in mine and how I've structured it as well.
Cool.
So that being said, my next match is Drew McIntyre versus Gunther versus Sheamus for the Intercontinental Championship at last year's WrestleMania Night 2. I mean, absolutely phenomenal match. Absolutely phenomenal. One of the best Intercontinental Championship matches in Mania history. That was going on my list.
So far, all three of the matches you've got in your Ultimate WrestleMania, I have not got.
Well,
same for me.
I'll tell you something. You've never got this next match. There's no way that you've got this next match.
Honky Tonk versus Beefcake, surely.
No, that's not now. That's the main event. You just ruined the main event.
Sorry,
no,
mate. Sorry.
You know what? Forget it. No. There's no way that you'll have this match because, and I'm going to freak out a little bit when I click on the next page. I've got the blindfold match from WrestleMania 7 with Jake the Snake Roberts and the model Rick Martel. A little bit of a backstory with this is I've got really fond memories of this WrestleMania because this is the first WrestleMania that I watched. And I've said before that the first event that I watched was Survivor Series 1990, which was the Vipers versus the Visionaries. And me having a massive phobia of snakes, even as a kid, was the reason why Rick Martel was my favourite wrestler when we first started. When I first started watching wrestling. So when I started watching WrestleMania 7, when I watched WrestleMania 7 as a kid, this blindfold match, I was massively invested in it. And you know what? Watch it now, it's probably shit. But as a kid, I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. And again, with the variety, a blindfold match, that's why I've got it in my Ultimate WrestleMania.
So I want to touch on this, actually.
Yeah.
So as I watched this match, the crowd make the whole thing because it is, understandably, it's absolutely ghastly, this blimey, like trying to work with blindfolds on, but the crowd are so invested in it, and it's good stuff, to be fair. It's good stuff because of that. It made my list, fucking hell, but I've got some fucking standards, but yeah.
Like I say, I've got a real soft spot for that WrestleMania, and in particular that match as well, and that's why he was my favourite wrestler, Rick the Mono Martel, just only because he fucking can't stand snakes. And I'm moving on because that picture's freaking me out, even looking at it. So my next match is the WrestleMania Showcase match from Night 1, the tag team match, Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders.
Before you go on, Alex,
yep.
So this is a little bit controversial because you've included two matches from WrestleMania 39. I know they are different nights, but you're having two matches from the same WrestleMania.
Well, hang on a second. Well, I've done that for the entire bloody Ultimate WrestleMania. That surely don't count.
Well, it did actually, but I understand why the confusion. So I'm not going to be too, you know, whatever about it. But yeah, I mean, theoretically, it shouldn't have happened, but it's fine.
I feel a bit lost now.
It doesn't matter.
All my good that I did with my Hall of Fame and everything. Anyway, but I mean, look, this match is absolutely fantastic. And I said it on the 33 review with that ladder match. I did like that match and I've kind of compared it to this one. No ladders needed. Loads of spots, just fantastic, fast-paced match. Agree with everything that you said, Ben, about it advertising it as a WrestleMania Showcase match. Yeah, it's fantastic. And like I said in the Night 2 review, if this match was swapped with the female, the women's one, and Cody Rhodes had won, I probably would have given that show a 10 because I just loved it that much. And I just love this match, one of the matches of the weekend. Right, my last two matches on Night 1. So it's Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship match. Now, I really wanted Daniel Bryan on the card, and it was a toss-up between this match or the triple threat match from WrestleMania 30. But I've gone for this match because if I'd picked the triple threat match, then it would be quite similar to other matches in Night 2 and Night 3. Plus, I've already got a triple threat match on Night 1 with the Intercontinental Championship one. And also, I love this match. I love it. I think I was kind of more invested in Kofi Kingston winning the title than I was Daniel Bryan winning the title at 30. Because with Daniel Bryan, I kind of, especially after the streak ending, I knew that he was going to win. But watching this match, I had that feeling in my stomach where I thought they're not going to go with Kofi Kingston, they're just not going to do it, and they did, and the pop's fantastic. I pop when I watch it. I think it's a cracking match, the best one on that show by a country mile. Now the other thing as well is I also think that the championship match should be last, but I haven't gone for it last in this on my Night 1. That was the other thing that I was toying with.
I was just going to say, just when I do have this one.
Yes, me too, actually.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, lovely.
Excellent.
Lance.
Come on,
mainly just to piss off Matt, to be honest. I'm with you. This is one where I was really considering which Daniel Bryan match I had. And to be honest, I was thinking I want Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, to be honest. But Triple H offers you so many other options, you see. And it's not just the match that Triple H, you know, it's not just, oh, you then you can't do Triple H in something else. It's because you can't do Triple H in something else, somebody else has to do something else with somebody else. And then that means you can't have that. And then this is why it's a great puzzle, not necessarily the best, but it's been good so far. So I'm not doing that down the podcast, but you know, it's a great puzzle. I do encourage everyone to do it, except you're not allowed two nights of WrestleMania to count as different WrestleManias, Alex.
Oh, I'm gonna have to do it again, aren't I?
No.
The other thing with regards to that, what you said is I've not got many tag matches in mine. I've got one per night, and that is because if I had tag matches, it's taken up four wrestlers. So that's why I've just got one per night. I mean, the one that I picked has taken up eight wrestlers, but it's not wrestlers that I'm going to use elsewhere. Right. Anyway, so my main event of night one. Again, I always think that the title should main event unless it's really special circumstances. And this match, I'm going to give it the respect that it should have had on WrestleMania 18. And my main event is The Rock versus Hulk Hogan from WrestleMania 18. This is one of my favourite matches in WrestleMania. I just love everything about it. I think it's just a phenomenal piece of work. The best match on that WrestleMania by a country mile in my eyes. And it should have been main event. And this is coming from one of the biggest Jericho guys in the business. But there's no way.
And someone who doesn't think the old guy should come back and...
That is true. But this should have been the main event. It should have been. So that's why I've made it main event of my night one.
I also have this match, by the way.
As do I.
Yeah, excellent.
Another full house.
So Ultimate WrestleMania night two. I'm going to start my night two with a classic Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 19. This was my favourite match of all time. Love Chris Jericho, love Shawn Michaels, love the story, love the angle afterwards, and I thought the match was fantastic. And I know, Ben, you said that it wasn't a classic. In my eyes, I think it is a classic. I think it's absolutely phenomenal match, and it's getting my night two off to a fucking great start, if you ask me.
I mean, it'd be a very nice opening match to a show, so no problem with that. I think it's a really good match. I just don't think it quite hits the classic for me, but you know, I'm just not as high on Jericho or really Shawn Michaels actually as a lot of people. So what about you, old man? Did you have this one?
I didn't. No, it was close. It was a close run thing, but it ultimately missed out.
It's gonna be interesting because I think the way that you when you go through this, they're quite sliding doors moments. Like if you choose one match, it knocks a load of dominoes over. So I wouldn't be surprised if me and old man are quite close in terms of some of the matches we've got, because it gets to a point where you there's nowhere else to go. you've got to pick certain matches.
And the other thing with this one as well is, like I said, this is one of my favourite matches of all time. So I wanted it in, but it means that I haven't got Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker in any of mine.
Yeah.
So that was a price I'm willing to take though, to pay. Right, my next match. Nothing encapsulates the Attitude Era so much as X-Pac versus Shane McMahon. WrestleMania 15 for the European Championship. It's absolutely incredible, this match. It's so good. It is just Attitude Era in 12 minutes of a match, or however long it is. It's a fucking fantastic match. Absolutely fantastic. And it was always going into my Ultimate WrestleMania.
I knew you were going to put this one. I was like, this is a more surefire bet than Honky Tonk Man versus Brutus Beefcake.
Is it? Because that's what's next. Brutus Beefcake versus Honky Tonk Man, WrestleMania 4. Listen, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It is shit, but I loved it. And just everything about it. I love the end where the heel kind of cheats to win at, sorry, loses match but keeps the belt. I love the sleeper hold after the Jimmy Hart getting his comeuppance with his haircut. And this is the match that I've totally forgot that Sensational Sherry was in the match as Peggy Sue. And Sensational Sherry was in my ultimate Hall of Fame. And it's only when I was going through it, I thought, shit, she's in this match, so she can't be in it. So that's why I took her out and put Alondra Blaze in. But anyway, of course it was going in. Of course it was. It's a fucking phenomenal match, this. It nearly was my main event.
Yeah, I mean, so, I didn't want surprised that it's in there, but I am surprised that it's placement next to the Shane McMahon X-Pac badge. I thought you might spread those out a bit.
Yeah, I must admit, I was struggling a little bit with that. And again, my thought process was you had Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, which is a wrestling clinic. And then you've got X-Pac and Shane McMahon, which is bonkers. And then you've got Beefcake Honky Tonk Man, which is somewhere in between. So,
yeah, it's anyway, just a shorter match that I thought you might have placed to tease yeah. somewhere else.
But anyway, you could potentially see this as, if people want to see this as the piss break match, because the next match is my TLC 2 from WrestleMania 17, Edge and Christian, Dudley Boyz and Hardy Boyz. Look, it's probably the best tag match in WrestleMania history in my eyes. Absolutely fantastic. Complete spot fest. It just holds up to this day. This when I was looking at it, this was always going in.
Have you got it? I have, yeah.
And I also just very quickly want to, you're exactly right. It is a spot fest, a complete spot fest, but they do it in such a wonderful way, don't they? Everything they do matters, and they manage to make it all completely about the titles. Wonderful stuff. Wonderful.
So I can reveal now that I haven't got this match.
All right.
So when I originally did, and funnily enough, this changed my perspective was changed by the WrestleMania series we've just done. Because when I first did this a couple of years ago, I actually had this match, but from WrestleMania 16, because I wanted to, because there's so much on WrestleMania 17, as I've got to try and, since they've had two matches, I've got to like just use the first one, because there's other matches I can use on WrestleMania 17. But we watched, obviously, WrestleMania 16, and I was so unenthused by it after I saw it, the WrestleMania 16 one, that I was like, I can't put that in anymore, but I still don't want to use this. There's too much else on WrestleMania 17.
Yeah.
So I haven't got it.
I could have gone for Rock Austin, but I really wanted Rock Hogan. And then the other one from WrestleMania 17 is Vince Shane. And I just really wanted X-Pac Shane McMahon, because I love that match. And it, again, I went on about a bit of a love letter about the Attitude Era when we reviewed that show, and that was the match of the night for me. And it just, I just absolutely loved it. So anyway, it just had to be this one. It had to be. Right, okay, my next match, my favourite match of all time, The Undertaker versus CM Punk from WrestleMania 29. I mean, I can't say anything else about that match. It's just perfect. The perfect match, perfect story, perfect video package. Absolutely phenomenal. Perfect.
So I haven't got this match in mind, but I did when I actually had two stabs at it. And when I first did it, I did have this match in, and then I chose not to.
I do have it, and I did three drafts, and it was in all of them.
Wow. Good stuff. It's amazing. It's an amazing
match.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Right. Okay. So this definitely isn't going to be in yours. Quite controversial. You're not going to like it. But I've gone for the Firefly Funhouse match with John Cena.
Off, and the Fiend. Jesus Christ.
Now,
Tinky, cut his mic. Cut his mic. Fucking not having it.
So when this come out, I really enjoyed it when it come out. I thought it was really original, something completely different in a WrestleMania that I thought was really boring. Not for the fault of WWE's. Well, I suppose it is their fault, because they didn't even have to do it in the first place. But it was a really boring WrestleMania, and I just really enjoyed it, and I thought it was just really original. And I've only ever seen it once, and that was when I watched it. And then when I heard you guys talk about it, I put it in, but I thought, do you know what? I'm going to watch it again. And I watched it again and I enjoyed it. I really liked it. And I totally get why people hate it, but I just watched it for what it was and I really enjoyed it. So it's completely different to everything else that's on my card. So the variety's there. It's before the main event of night two. So Sam and Ben, you can go for a piss. You don't even have to watch it.
Excellent.
Go for a beer and a
piss. I have a fucking tug,
mate. I was going to have a shit, mate.
Yeah, that's why I've put it there. But John Cena's got to go on the card. I like Bray Wyatt as well. And you couldn't do John Cena Rock because I wanted Rock Hogan. And I mean, I can't really think of any really classic matches. So yeah, that's why I've got it. That's why I put it in.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I've lost a lot of respect for you, but it's fine.
Do you know what? That's fine. That's fine.
I'm only joking. What's your main event of night two?
Right, my main event of night two. Again, this wasn't a main event at WrestleMania, but it's the main event of mine. And it is the women's, or the Divas title match from WrestleMania 32 between Charlotte, Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. All three women had to go on my card. And that is the best thing about that WrestleMania, that match, by a country mile, because it's absolutely brilliant, that match. And I thought, do you know what? I'll put that match, and it wasn't going to be my main event, but I thought, do you know what? Yeah, do you know what? We'll have women main event in my night two WrestleMania, and it can be this match, because it's a fucking good one. And I like all three, particularly Sasha Banks. So yeah, so that's my main event of night two.
Excellent. I don't have that, but good stuff.
Nor do I. I went through the WrestleManias, and like the first one I eliminated from my inquiries was WrestleMania 32. I was like, that can get to fuck. Terrible.
Well, yeah, it is terrible, but this match is the kind of shining light of that shit WrestleMania. Anyway, so that's my night two. So final, last but not least, my night three. It's from WrestleMania 21, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero. Great opening match. Really fast paced. Lovely stuff. It's gone in. Opening my night three.
Yeah, good choice. I've got it.
Sam, have you?
I haven't, no.
There is one other match I wasn't sure about with Eddie, but went with this one.
Right, okay, okay. My next one, Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn, the Anything Goes match from WrestleMania 38, night two. For me, it's the best celebrity match in WrestleMania history. The most entertaining one by country mile. Love it, absolutely love it. So that was good, that went in there.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a few weeks ago, and I know you loved it. So I not really a surprise to me. I haven't got it, but... Yeah, so it's a fun, it's definitely a one-of-a-kind match, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I do have it.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Woo, 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 woo. Right, okay, my next match is Asuka versus Rhea Ripley from WrestleMania 37, night two. I love Rhea Ripley, absolutely love her, so she was definitely going in my WrestleMania. And I seem to remember this, on the night, I seem to remember this match being quite boring. And then when we rewatched it for the show, it wasn't boring at all. I really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, so I'll put that in. I'll put that in there.
I'm just looking. I don't think I've got Asuka anywhere on my Ultimate WrestleMania, which is a shame because I'm a big fan of Asuka.
Mm. Right, so my next match is Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in the mixed tag match. The best mixed tag match in WrestleMania history. Triple H doesn't really have good WrestleMania matches apart from, you know, the obvious Daniel Bryan, maybe the triple threat at 20, but I weren't putting that in because of Benoit. But this is incredible, this match. Absolutely incredible. A million times better than I thought it was going to be. I remember not really looking forward to it on the night and absolutely loved it. So again, varied as well. It's, you know, I've not got any other mixed tag matches on my card. This one went in no problem.
This was the first match that went on my list, definitely on the show. Whoa. Absolutely, first one. Because I was like, it's just brilliant. And it is a mixed tag match. And I thought, I was like, there, you know, that gives me that real variety. And that's when I was like, well, there, I'm not going to do Triple H versus Daniel Bryan. And I'm not going to do Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle, which are the two matches that could have been on the show had this not been on there. But I was like, this is going in straight away.
Excellent. Excellent. I did think that it was going to go in yours, to be fair. Have you got it, Sam?
I haven't, no. But there is a reason for that.
All right, okay. Right, the next one from WrestleMania 3, Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage for the Intercontinental Championship. Just incredible match, absolutely incredible. Probably the best Intercontinental Championship match in WrestleMania history. So that's going in mine. I've got an Intercontinental Championship match on each night of my WrestleMania.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. I do have this as well.
So I do not.
Ooh. Wow.
I actually was looking at it the other day and I was like, do I want to put this back in? And I was like, if I put this back in, I'm going to have to shuffle things around again. And I'm not sure I want to. So I didn't.
That'll be probably other ideas for Savage then, probably, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Commenting yet, mate? Come on.
Yeah, no. right, okay. So my penultimate match, I've gone a bit different. Again, variety. And you're probably thinking, where is Stone Cold Steve Austin on my show? The biggest star in wrestling history, or WWE history. Now, I wanted The Rock Hogan, so I couldn't have his matches with The Rock. He had a match with Savio Vega, that's not going anywhere in mine. He weren't going in with Scott Hall because I wanted The Rock Hogan. So I was struggling. So I put him, I've gone for the KO show with Stone Cold Steve Austin and the subsequent match after as well. So it's like a bit of a celebration of Stone Cold Steve Austin, really, and I think it's quite perfect for where it is. Yes, and I know that I've already picked WrestleMania 38, but that was before I knew that we couldn't do separate nights, but we'll fucking skirt past that. We'll skirt past it. But yeah, I'm quite happy with the placement, to be fair. I'm quite happy with it. I was struggling getting him on the card and then thought of this and I thought, do you know what? It's good. It's good for what it is. I don't think it should have main evented, but and that's why I've not put it at main event of mine. But yeah, it's a celebration of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Cool.
Lovely.
And then my main event of the entire weekend, I struggled with this one a little bit because I had this in my mind, and then we've just watched 39 Night 2, and I described Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns as the perfect WrestleMania main event. So I did kind of look at swapping it and changing it, and it was just getting ridiculous. I was, because obviously if I changed that, then I had to change other things on the show. I couldn't have had the Intercontinental Championship match, so then it just got ridiculous. So I decided, no, I'm happy with as it is, so I'm keeping it. And it is one of my, the Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns aside, it's probably my favourite main event in WrestleMania history. And that is Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns from WrestleMania 31 with the subsequent cash-in from Seth Rollins. And that is why I didn't want the Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Batista, because then that would have been a triple threat match. Technically, this turns out to be a triple threat match, and I had the triple threat match with Charlotte, Sasha Banks and Becky. So that's another reason why I went with Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. But I mean, again, I loved it when you guys were gushing all over this match when you reviewed it, because I loved it at the time. It's fucking incredible. It's an incredible piece of work. And it is, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns aside, it's probably my favourite main event in WrestleMania. And even the cashing as well. I'm not a big Seth Rollins guy, but there will never be a better cashing than that. It was absolutely incredible. And I think it's a really good way to end my three-night WrestleMania.
Cool. I have got that match too.
As have I.
I had to go in. I just think it, I agree. I think it's phenomenal, that match.
That's why I texted you as well about Seth Rollins. Does that count as a as a thing? I was expecting you to say, no, that don't count, but you did. You said it did. So then.
Of course it counts. He's in the match.
Yeah.
Right, oh man, it's your turn.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Right then.
Sorry, can I just stop sharing?
Yeah, please.
So I can go to full screen.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, I'm trying. Trying here.
What do I do here then? What's the thing? What would you mean? What do you mean the kebab menu? Oh, ooh.
I mean, to be fair, he's fucking nailed you there. Yeah. Okay, so here we go then. On my PowerPoint is actually an Excel document.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So opener, first night, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the NXT title from WrestleMania 36. Won any of that bloody shite from 38? Was it 38? Yeah,
I was going to say, I was like, which one? And then I was like, oh, hang on. Old man hated the one 38.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hate is a very strong word, but like I said at the time, you can listen to it in the archives, just basically a bold man just questioning life choices as I went through a couple of those later matches. Sorry, 39 night one, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's 39.
Yeah, that's right. I also have this match, by the way.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So following that, we're coming in hot. We've got Savage Steamboat for the IC title from WrestleMania 3. We're getting that crowd edging. We're getting them edging. That's what we're doing. So like Rockstar said, like, we're kind of trying to take them on a little bit of a journey, which is tough to do. It's tough to do when you're limited in your matches as well. So we want to take them down a little bit after Savage Steamboat, after the masterpiece. We've got the 15-team tag team battle royal from WrestleMania 14.
Wow. I'm going to use 30 wrestlers in one go.
Yeah. And just so you know, none of them are in my show anywhere else.
Good.
It's very clear. So what I wanted was there to be a little bit of a break where it not be. So you've got Charlotte and Rhea Ripley and then Savage Steamboat. They're two reasonably serious straight wrestling matches. This 15 tag team battle royal, not particularly good, but it's carnage. And it's a little way for people to let off some steam and just kind of settle down and be like, all right, cool. Yeah, we're in for a long night. So this is nice. You go out and get a beer if you want. Go on, let's do it now. Come on.
Can you believe the absolute legends that means are not on anywhere else on the card? I mean, we've got Bodacious Bart, we've got Miguel Perez, Savio Vega, Jesus Castillo, Jerry Estrada Jr. I mean, God, Skull and Eight Ball are not going to make it. Chains and Barry Windham.
I'll tell you what, I've just realized I made a mistake.
Oh, no!
I completely forgot Bodacious Bart, isn't it? So I'll it's all right. We'll get there. But that's okay.
I mean,
so,
that is a ballsy move to have that match. That's fucking phenomenal.
There's so many people in it. You're going to easily forget someone.
Yeah.
I debated the WrestleMania 4 Battle Royal, but then I thought, fucking Bret Hart's in that, and I ain't putting my Bret Hart back. No way.
You imagine?
So, yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, imagine that. It'd be as stupid as like using two matches from the same WrestleMania.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You did. You did.
I didn't.
In fact,
no. I didn't.
All right, lads. Okay, so after the 15 title battle, we're going to bring the crowd down a little bit further. We're going to have Cena versus Batista from WrestleMania 26, which is a fucking riot, an absolute riot. Like, really enjoyable stuff. It also, to be honest, this is two wrestlers that I don't think they've had particularly great WrestleMania showings. The standout for Batista is the Undertaker match, I think, or the Triple Threat. And as we covered in Rockstars, I've got Kofi versus Bryan, so we couldn't have that. And Cena, I just didn't think has had any good WrestleMania matches, to be honest, apart from this one. Maybe 23, but it's been so long since I watched that. Couldn't tell you, and I won't fucking wasting Shawn Michaels on that.
I have got that match as well, John Cena.
Yeah, matches. Excellent.
I was going to have that match, but then I thought it was just too similar to the others, like the one-on-one matches that I've got, so that's why I went for the Firefly Funhouse match.
That's fair. After that, I had to get him on there. I had to get old Rockstar's boy on here. It's Brutus Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine versus the British Bulldogs from WrestleMania 2. I mean, it's been so many years since I watched it. I've got no idea if it's any good. But I wanted something to, again, just bring the crowd a bit, give a little break, because we're going to have two big times to end it.
Before you get there, I've also got the Dream Team versus the British Bulldogs on mine.
Wow.
I didn't even look at WrestleMania 2.
Well, as I told you, I got rid of 32 straight away, and then I considered 2. So that shows you how much contempt I hold WrestleMania 32.
I know you hate that, sure.
So, and then we have Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus The Big Show from WrestleMania 24, which I haven't watched probably for a decade, I think. And I watched it live at the time, just so happened that I couldn't sleep the day that it was on. And I watched it and I thought it was an absolute masterpiece. I thought it was just like the perfect way to showcase a incredible boxer in a wrestling match against the world's largest athlete. I love the tail of the tape and all that nonsense, which I don't normally go for, but I thought it was absolutely great. And I think it's a very good sub-main event to have on the first night. And then my main event, the same as yours, Rockstar, for night one, WrestleMania 18, Rock and Hogan, which, I mean, get them jizzing as they leave the building. That's what we want. That's what we bloody want.
The first one we can confirm is definitely got all three of us. We've got it.
Yeah. And WrestleMania night one's done. We're all a bit tired. So we're gonna have to start with a pop. And I know this would never happen this way, but what better way than bomb? And then the Undertaker comes out. Undertaker versus Punk from WrestleMania 29, opening night 2.
Love it.
Good luck, everyone else on the show.
Yeah. So that's obviously Rockstar. So I'll be honest, Rockstar, when you started talking, I was like, is he gonna bloody go on about it for 25 minutes again? I'm a busy man. I've got stuff to do tomorrow.
Sorry.
No, I'm only joking. But yeah, so we're following that up with Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 20, which is, I watched that for those who listen, it's in the archives, but I came back from my little hiatus to be on that one as we are shorter people, and I'd forgotten just how brilliant it is. It is so brilliantly done. The finish is so in keeping with Eddie Guerrero's character at the time, and Angle is unsurprisingly spectacular in it. It is absolutely brilliant. And then I wanted a little bit of variety, so we've gone for WrestleMania 19, Trish versus Jazz versus Victoria, which I thought was absolutely great when we watched it. And this would be for the women's title as well. It really hit kind of every note. It felt like a real coming out party for Trish. I remember at the time watching it, and it made me remember how absolutely brilliant Jazz was and how solid a worker Victoria is, and also how, I think, disrespected Victoria is within WWE circles, because she's not backwards in coming forwards in some of the comments she's made about the company, which is fair. But yeah, a really very good match.
Before we go on, old man, so just to sort of say, WrestleMania 19 in our kind of ranking of all the WrestleMania, I think is second highest or third highest, one of those two. It has got, I mean, every match is good on it, and think about the amazing matches on that, right? Rock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle, Rock versus Austin, Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho, and yet both of us have got this match from WrestleMania 19 on it.
Wow. Incredible.
It's got Vince Hogan on it as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether you'll have this one, Tingy, but we'll find out. From WrestleMania 4, we'd revisit that classic. And we've got, because
is another Battle Royal?
So I have a very low opinion of this person, but I wanted them on there because it felt appropriate. And also, this is a two big bollocks bashing together, to use Tommy's words. I've got the Ultimate Warrior versus Hercules for WrestleMania 4 before our little run of matches that I think are probably unmissable. So we've got Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville from WrestleMania 38. I don't need to state the night because I've only got one from WrestleMania 38. So that leads us into TLC 2 from WrestleMania 17. So quite a lot going on there. This is a pretty hot finish to the show because I've then got Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar with the Rollins cash-in at WrestleMania 31.
That is a stacked second night, that.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of shit going on there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's all the humour of the Knoxville match, and then there's the madness of the TLC, and then, oh, we're just going to have a cash-in after two guys just beat the shit out of each other for 20 minutes.
And then starting the night with Undertaker Punk.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
And then the triple threat.
We know why you had Ultimate Warrior versus Hercules now. Oh, man.
Yes. Well, that was exactly it. I was like, I spent a lot of time doing this. Like, more time than I spent. I'm quite a instinctive person, I think, with things like this. I spent, I won't say hours and hours, but that was a good couple of hours I spent doing this over the course of a few days. And what you touched upon, Tinky, when you said you looked the other day, I haven't looked at this. I looked at this Saturday, so this is Monday evening that we're recording this. I did it 3 weeks ago, and I hadn't looked until Saturday. And that was purely to make sure that I had the WrestleManias noted down. And I was like, I can't look through it again because I'll change it. So we're going to start WrestleMania Night 3. Oh, people are tired. People are tired now. We all know what it's like. It's kind of like the third night of a stag, isn't it? It's hard, hard work. So we better get the crowd off their seats. We've got Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels. Intercontinental title versus Intercontinental title ladle match. It's not a ladle match. It's a ladle match from WrestleMania 10. So this was one I absolutely agonized over because for me, there are a fair few Michaels matches I could have had. Michaels Jericho weren't in there. Sorry, Rockstar. Right. But Razor Ramon, I was a bit less. Hang on. And I also, I wanted Owen Brett, but I came to the nice compromise later on that we'll get to. So after that, we have Father versus Son from WrestleMania 39. Again, no night needed. Rey versus Dominic, which is just magnificent. Just absolutely, you can hear me gush over that on the WrestleMania 39 Night 1 episode in the archives. And then I'm going back to Las Vegas, which is where our friend Matt Roberts is hoping that WrestleMania 41 is going to be, and I think he's going to be disappointed. But we're going to try and step it off a little bit, break up the singles matches, because there's a fair few on this card. We have the Steiners versus the Hedge Shrinkers from that show.
Very nice. I've got that too.
Yeah, because it is arguably the best thing on that card.
It's definitely the best thing on that card. It's not
right. Yeah. No.
I had that in my second draft.
Yeah.
The second draft. It is a good match. That, to be fair.
So I then have Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan from WrestleMania 35. Now I struggled with the sheer volume of title matches that I have. Because when I was going through it, so we've got Savage versus Steamboat for the Intercontinental title. Then we've got the ladder match, Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels. What I wanted in an ideal world was to only have each title defended once.
Maybe I should add that as a rule to make it even harder.
Yeah, but it was too difficult. And then I was like, well, what if we took the title stipulation away? And I realized that, like, as an example, Eddie versus Angle, what is it without the title? Why does Eddie do what he does to win if it's not for the title? Didn't make any sense. The same for the two IC title matches. Imagine having the ladder match where they're not, where you don't get at the end Razor Ramon holding both Intercontinental titles.
Oh, he's holding a ladle.
Though he stood on a ladle. Bloody heck.
All right. So instead of a ladder, it's a ladle.
Yeah,
I've got it now.
Yeah.
So obvious, Alex. Come on, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's not a ladle on a bloody forklift match, mate. Yeah, so we got Kofi versus Brian from WrestleMania 35. And we then, this is the one that I knobbed up. So I've changed it last minute. So I've gone now for Bam Bam Bigelow versus Lawrence Taylor from WrestleMania 11. Originally, I had Camp Cornette versus the Smoking Guns.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought, yeah. I thought you were going to say I had a Brawl for All match for WrestleMania. No. You know? I was like, what else has Bart Gunn been in? It's got to be that, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, gutted. So, yeah, so we'll go Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. That is very much the go off and sort yourself out before the last two matches on the card that I think are probably, or are definitely two of the greatest in WrestleMania and probably wrestling history. I think we've got in the sub main event slot Bret versus Austin from WrestleMania 13 in the submission match, which is just an absolute masterpiece, just an emotional roller coaster of a ride with the double turn that is done. So when WrestleMania 13 was reviewed by this podcast, we have a WhatsApp group, and I think it was Tom sent a message in relation to it, and my good lady was out, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to watch that match. I watched it for a couple of years. It's extraordinary. It's an absolute masterpiece of the like that I was trying to think, like, could two other wrestlers have done it so perfectly as a heated up Austin and Bret Hart, and Bret Hart being, in spite of the fact that I think that he puts himself over a lot, no one could have done it better than he did. Just the little subtle things that he does through the match, just building up without ever being overtly heely, for want of a better phrase. Absolute masterpiece. And then in the coveted main event of night three, we've got Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks.
Ooh.
From WrestleMania 37, which for me is the greatest women's match I've ever seen. Bear in mind, before we get any bloody letters from Stephen, I do not watch any, or old True Penny. I don't watch any Japanese wrestling, so I can't speak to the Stardom stuff or anything like that. I mean, it's an extraordinary way to end the show. And we had, when I was talking about WrestleMania 39, night one, Matt Roberts was talking about Charlotte after the match smiling. And Tinky, you said that it felt more of a how have I lost that type deal. There was a shot at the end of this where Sasha Banks is sat on the floor outside the ring, and she cannot keep the grin off her face because it's an absolutely extraordinary piece of work. Not forgetting the history as well. This is two black women main eventing a night of WrestleMania. So it's 37 night one. It's the best thing on that whole weekend by an absolute mile. It's just an absolute masterpiece, and I couldn't think of anything else I wanted there, and that's my card. So you can go off and have a little tug now.
So I'll just to confirm, we have only three matches that all of us have got on our Ultimate WrestleMania, so that's good. I was quite happy that there's not as many as I thought there would be. So my night one, I'm going to start with one of those we've all got, which is Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston from WrestleMania 35. That's the start of my night one. I'm going to follow that up with the Steiner Brothers versus the Headshrinkers from WrestleMania 9. Then I'm going to do one that neither of you had, which was from WrestleMania 20, Chris Jericho versus Christian.
Ooh,
which I think is actually a really solid match. And I didn't really care to use Chris Jericho anywhere else. So I was like, all the other opponents, I was like, no, I want them to face someone else, and I want them to face someone else. And I was like, actually, that works perfectly because I'm not using the TLC match because I want to free up WrestleMania 17 or something else, which is the next thing, which I did this quite a while ago. Originally, to be honest, I think I'd still put it in even now knowing what I know. Hardcore match, Vince McMahon versus Shane McMahon. It's got to go in. It's just an absolute fucking riot, this match. It's absolutely right. In the same ways that Shane McMahon, you talk about Shane McMahon and X-Pac being like the ultimate Attitude Era match. For me, this is probably even more ultimate Attitude Era match for me, because it's like neither of them are wrestlers, and they're also got a retired wrestler as the referee and two other non-wrestlers doing all the stuff outside. It's just really excellent, albeit Vince McMahon's in it, which is perhaps a blot on the WrestleMania show for me. Next one, neither of you had either, which is Ultimate Warrior versus Randy Savage at WrestleMania 7, I put that one in. I got to be honest, I think I put that in more for Steven. And I was very kind of seriously considering whether to swap out and put Savage versus Steamboat from WrestleMania 3. But I was like, then I don't have Warrior. And I feel like Warrior should be there somewhere. To me, he's a bigger, this is going to be controversial, but to me, he's a bigger part of WrestleMania than Steamboat.
Yeah.
WrestleMania's history than Steamboat. Maybe that's unfair. I don't know. But
no, I don't think so.
The sixth match on night one I've got is Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks from WrestleMania 37. And the main event of night one, which I am pretty shocked that neither of you have got, is The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25, which is the closest thing the match has ever come to me to knocking Bret versus Owen off the top of the of the greatest match of all time ladder. It's certainly in WWF anyway. And yeah, I just think it's, what I wanted to do is make three of the absolute best matches and biggest matches between the biggest stars in WrestleMania history as the main events. So that's why we start with Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, the streak guy against the supposed Mr. WrestleMania. So I thought that was the right thing to be main event. Night two begins with the triple threat match between Trish Stratus, Victoria and Jazz for WrestleMania 19. As I say, like, there was other matches, but all of them were like, if any of them involved people that weren't involved in anything else that was good, I probably would have gone with that straight away. But like, the only one that was like that really was Booker T versus Triple H. And I was like, well, that's not very good. So I don't want that.
For lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's followed up by the Belfast Brawl between Finlay and JBL from WrestleMania 24.
Oh, that's excellent.
This was in my second draft.
It's a cracking little match.
It's great.
It's a cracking little match. And I was like, well, I ain't using either of them for anything else for definite. And that was another reason why that was one of the first ones that went in, because I was like, there's no way I'm using either of them for anything else. So it just makes it, makes it an easy choice.
It's a good match to have for this puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. And then I got the British Bulldog versus the Dream Team next, so tag team match, WrestleMania 2. Then I had Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero from WrestleMania 21, which you had, Alex.
Yeah.
Then I said, first thing on the list, Triple H and Stephanie versus Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. I'm most happy with the makeup of this night, actually, in terms of the variety, because I when you were talking about variety, I was like, yeah, I've tried to do that, but I've failed a little bit most of the way through this, if I'm honest. But that night two has got a lot of variety, and I'm quite happy with it. So then the penultimate match tonight is John Cena versus Batista from WrestleMania 26. And then finally, I too have got the submission match, Bret Hart versus Steve Austin. And it is an amazing match. And this was where I was really torn, because I was like, obviously Bret and Owen for me needed to go in. But then I was like, so if I don't put Bret versus Austin, that means Austin's got to really go against The Rock, because I wasn't even thinking about Kevin Owens, to be honest. But I'm not happy, if I'm honest, fully happy with any of those matches. I'm just not fully happy with any of the Rock Austin matches. They're just none of them are quite perfect. So because of that, I was like, well, then I can't really use them. I could have gone with WrestleMania 17, which maybe is the best, but then I'd be like, well, I can't use Vince versus Shane, or indeed another choice that I very seriously considered from that, Raven versus Kane versus The Big Show. Because again, I was like, there's no way any of those are going to be in any other match either. So, but I ended up going with Vince versus Shane, and then Bret versus Austin as the headlining of night two.
It was a tough one, that, with Bret Hart Austin, because I wanted Austin on the show, and that was the only one. But I really wanted Bret Hart Owen. I love that match. I love Bret Hart Owen more than I love Bret Hart Austin, and they're two different matches. But I just enjoy that one more than the other, so that's why I went with that. And I do quite like Kevin the KO show bit of mine, because it is like a Stone Cold Steve Austin celebration. So if it's not going to be Bret Hart Austin, it's got
to
be that.
So moving on to night three. And I'm starting with a mixed tag team match. We have from WrestleMania 14, Mark Merrow and Sable versus Goldust and Luna Vachon.
Oh,
which, again, was a match filled with people that weren't going anywhere else, weren't getting in this anywhere else. And I was like, it's just an automatic choice for me. It makes perfect sense. And it's just a lovely little match. It's just way better than you'd ever imagine when you watch it. The next match I'm not happy about, and this I might have swapped out this one for Mr. Perfect versus Blue Blazer at WrestleMania 5, because I haven't now got Owen Hart, because I didn't choose Owen versus Bret. But instead, because I was really quite eager to have them on the show, to be honest, because they're important people, CM Punk versus Randy Orton from WrestleMania 28. I was very close to swapping them out for Mr. Perfect versus Blue Blazer, and I think if I'd allowed myself to consider it, I would have swapped it out, but it would have meant no CM Punk, which feels a little bit weird, to be honest, not having in CM Punk. So then next up, hardcore match is Edge versus Mick Foley from WrestleMania 22, which is mental, and I loved it. I hadn't seen it before we did the review for it recently, and yeah, I just thought it was excellent. And again, different type of match. I wasn't using the TLC, and that meant Edge was going nowhere else, so that was good for me. Then I've got the Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley match from WrestleMania 36, which is just a great match. It's just a really, really great match. Then I have gone for the Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins from WrestleMania 31. So that's third from the top on the final night of WrestleMania. It's great. It's just great. I love it. I'm just like, I'm perplexed by how Roman and Brock never got anywhere close to it again. Like, I mean, the SummerSlam match where they just did something completely different was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
But even that was just nowhere near this, how good this was. It was excellent. The penultimate match, one that Old Man didn't particularly like, the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the tag team titles from WrestleMania 39, which is why I didn't have any of the other WrestleMania 39 matches. And then the main event of night three is The Rock versus Hogan, WrestleMania 18. Nice. So my main events were Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Bret versus Austin, and Rock versus Hogan. I was like, that is three absolute monument matches. You know what I mean? Like proper, like, yeah, they'd be on pretty much anybody's all-time list. So that was what it was. As I said, I did briefly consider Shane McMahon versus X-Pac, but then I was like, well, I can't do that because I don't have Vince versus Shane. Mm-hmm. But I was then linking, well, if I do that, I could have the triple threat match from WrestleMania 70, which I love, but I'd choose to go with Vince and Shane. And yeah, Mr. Perfect versus Blue Blazer, I think I probably would put in instead of CM Punk versus Randy Orton, but too late now. I've said it.
Too late now, I've said it. So I was interested to know if you lads had any names that you'd omitted by choice. So I had no Triple H, no Jericho, no Kane, because he's a cunt, no Foley, no Ric Flair, no Piper, and no Val Venus. I tried to get Val Venus in the Right to Censor match at 17, but I was like, sorry, mate, I'm not picking that for WrestleMania 17.
Should have gone for was he in the Intercontinental title match at WrestleMania 15?
Yeah, the far way.
With
Road Dogg, Goldust, and
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock. That would be perfect as well. You haven't got any of them.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind.
You could have had that instead of your Battle Royal, mate.
No, never.
Oh, I love that. That is, honestly, God, that. Fucking the bollocks on that man to pick a battle royal in this puzzle is unbelievable.
I think actually that's interesting because that is the difference. One of the things I was doing was desperately trying to get everybody in. You had the confidence to go, you know what, fuck it, if they don't make it, they don't make it tough. But and that's perhaps where CM Punk and Randy Orton shouldn't have made it. Ricky Steamboat was the only one that I was like should be on there because of the Savage match, and I probably should have put him in. But as I say, what else does the Old Man Warrior do if he goes in there?
Well, he fights Hercules, mate.
That's true. should have gone with it.
Well, I have no Warrior, no Randy Orton, no Batista, no Edge. Mick Foley, sorry. There's someone else I didn't have as well.
But Mick Foley's not really had, other than that Edge match, he had anything worthwhile at WrestleMania. No. So I don't blame him. Yeah, anyway, it's a great challenge, I think. It's a really fun challenge.
Yeah.
And I do challenge and you know, as I said, I encourage anyone else to give it a go. The rules are quite simple. You can only use each wrestler once, and you're going to use each WrestleMania once, Alex.
I have something to raise that's just popped into my head. You have Edge versus Mick Foley. You have Vince and Shane with special guest referee Mick Foley.
Well, I didn't even consider
fucking
that.
Hell.
I didn't even.
Ben, the rules are simple. The rules are simple, Ben. The rules are so simple. An idiot couldn't understand them.
You got me there. Yeah, but he's not actually in the match, is he? I mean, he's the referee. He's not in the match. I never specified that. I didn't, like, you started talking about managers. I don't give a fuck about managers, mate. But you've got a point. Maybe I'll have to change it out. I'm going to quite easily change it out for Mr. Perfect versus Blue Blazers. So there's no problem.
Lovely. Sorted.
I've quickly changed mine.
No, what? You had a PowerPoint and everything. You'd laminated your list.
Well, no, so I'm taking out the Street Profit. Well, obviously, if we're going through nights, I'll put in the Head Shrinkers and Steiner Brothers as the tag match on night one. And then instead of the Anything Goes match, the Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn one, which I'm gutted about, but you've got to have Steve Austin, so I've got to have the Kevin Owens. I'm going to go for Razor Ramon versus Jeff Jarrett from WrestleMania 11. Yeah, and they're just two that I've picked from me take two, as it were. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway.
Magic. Actually, no, I've changed my mind. I'm keeping Edge versus Foley, and Raven versus Kane versus Big Show is going in instead of Vince versus Shane. That's how I'm fixing
Excellent.
It.
Excellent. Good that's stuff. How I'm it. What are modes?
Right, that's all we've got time for today. We'll be back again next week when we are bringing you our big old WrestleMania XL preview show. And I don't know how long that's going to go for. We'll probably spend about 4 hours just talking about whether Cody or Roman should win and what's going to happen in the Rock versus whoever he's against match. And yeah, that'll be fun. But until then, take care.